This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It is a presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply. Bernie Pineda, Public Information Officer on the Jack Fire, joining us. He's located on the Strader Ranch property there on the east end of Glide. Bernie, good morning. Thanks for being on with us.
Well, good morning, and thank you for inviting me.
So talk about how the fire has been going in the past day or so. What kind of progress are you seeing there?
Well, in comparison to some of the more larger fires that are surrounding us here in Oregon, we are doing very well for the most part. We're not really being threatened. We're not in a run-and-gun type of situation. And ever since this fire broke out, we've had a larger share of success in managing this fire with the resources that we do have.
And talk about those resources. How many folks are dealing with this fire?
As of this morning, we have 755 firefighters assigned. We have a correct amount of aircraft, in this case, fixed helicopters. We have four heavies and one light helicopter for our air attack platform to be up there directing traffic and such.
Now, with the warmer temperatures kind of ramping back up just a little bit more today, I'm curious as well with the potential for some breezy conditions today, tonight as well, if that is a bit of a concern.
Well, it has been, and it's been that concern has been that way for the last 4 or 5 days. So we're taking it in stride, and we've seen this stuff before. So we work appropriately, specifically during the course of the day. The witching hour, really, for the most part, is between 2 and 6 in the evening. That's when we really have to have our heads on the swivel out there. But these guys and gals, they're pros. They know what's coming.
And out in the fire area in the last day or so, are there particular things you want to note in terms of areas of progress?
Well, a lot of the, in the earlier days, 3 or 4 days ago, a lot of the fire was not really, like I said, I mentioned, it wasn't going nuts where we couldn't begin to go direct on this thing. It's just been slow and methodical. It'll make some runs on some ridges, but then it kind of peters out and then just trickles down to the other side or something. But what we've been doing is we've been looking at opportunities to put in contingency lines for our benefit to where we know that's the direction it's going to be going based on wind and temperature and the fuel types that are out there. And we're going indirect. So we use the aircraft to cool some of the hot spots. So that's the way we've been managing it at this point.
For the crews that are working, any idea how many different states and areas people have come from to deal with this fire?
Currently, they're all local, Oregon and Washington. I haven't seen anything from Idaho or otherwise, but they're all local, Oregon and Washington.
And obviously, at this point, there's other fires in the region. The Bootleg Fire getting a lot of attention right now as it's just getting bigger and bigger very quickly. And we're in a time period here where I keep hearing that the conditions in a lot of the forest areas are much like what's normally seen in late August, not mid-July.
That is correct. We're doing things right now in real time at this time of the month when we normally don't expect to see that until late August or even in September. So it is a bit of a concern. It's just that we have to up our ante and get it done now at this point.
Wow. A lot going on there. Now, Bernie, you've been out on this fire. Where are you actually from?
I am one of those local guys. I hail from the Gifford Pinchot National Forest, Mud Hood. and I reside out of Vancouver, Washington.
All right. So a lot of people in helping out with this fire, and it looks like things are going pretty well on the Jack Fire. Anything else people ought to know about?
You know, we're working as fast and diligently as we can within the confines of, you know, keeping safe with our firefighters and such. And we're always trying to make a point of looking at the opportunities of opening some things to back up when the threat has minimized. At this point, we're not quite there on Highway 138. We'd like to get that open as quickly as possible, but that'll come in time. That'll come in time.
All right, Bernie Pineda, Public Information Officer for the Jack Fire. Bernie, thanks for being on this morning.
Well, thank you for the invite. Have a great day.
840 Morning Conversation, a presentation of Garrettson Building Supply.